On Capitol Hill this afternoon, FBI whistleblower Colleen Rowley made her first public appearance. The agent was summoned from Minneapolis to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Last month, Rowley sent a scathing 13-page memo to FBI Director Robert Mueller. In that memo, she criticized the FBI's handling of the case involving Zakaria Moussaoui. Moussaoui was arrested in Minnesota last August and is now charged with conspiring with those responsible for the September 11th attacks. In congressional testimony earlier today, FBI Director Mueller vowed to change the culture and practices of the nation's chief law enforcement agency. NPR's David Wellna reports from the Capitol.
It was Iowa Republican Charles Grassley, a longtime critic of the FBI, who introduced to the panel the chief legal counsel of the FBI's Minneapolis office.
Agent Rowley is a patriotic American who had the courage to put truth first and raise critical but important questions about how the FBI handled a terrorist case before the attacks and about the FBI's cultural problems.
Grassley praised Rowley for what he called committing the truth by writing to the FBI director, an act he said was seen as a very terrible sin among federal employees. The plain-spoken Rowley, though, played down what she'd done.
I never really anticipated this kind of impact when I wrote this letter to Director Mueller over 2 weeks ago. I don't know if you know, I think they've been saying I anguished over this a week. It wasn't even quite a week that I, it was more like a three-day period, and it was a fairly sleepless three-day period when I began to initially just jot down my thoughts because I knew I had to appear before the staffers of the Joint Intelligence Committee, and I didn't want to forget anything.
But Rowley also acknowledged feeling deeply troubled about what she perceived was happening to the agency where she's worked for 21 years.
I saw the new direction of the FBI, perhaps, it was kind of hard to discern when it was first announced, but I thought I saw some impetus towards a little more additional bureaucracy and micromanaging from headquarters. And I wanted to point out to Director Mueller that that seemed to fly in the face of what we should have learned from September 11th.
Rowley said that since her letter to Mueller became public, she'd received hundreds of supportive calls from other FBI agents who, she said, also complained about, in her words, unjustifiably not getting anywhere while dealing with FBI headquarters. She said the messages struck a common chord.
The main thing being a real strong consensus that we need to streamline the FBI's bureaucracy in order to more effectively combat terrorism. We need that agility that Director Mueller was speaking of this morning, that agility and ability to quickly react. And I really see that as if you get too top-heavy with too many layers, he also mentioned that problem, that you are going to be stymied.
Testifying several hours before Rowley in front of the same panel, FBI Director Mueller called Rowley's blistering memo critical but welcome. Good news, he said, always comes to the top.
What does not come to the top is the bad news. What does not come to the top are those things that need to be changed. What I need to know are those things that are broken that need to be fixed.
Mueller gave credit to Rowley's complaint that a July memo from the Phoenix FBI office warning of possible hijackers attending flight schools did not get the dissemination it should have. Rowley had argued that the memo would have been key for getting approval to search the computer of suspected terrorist Zakaria Moussaoui.
The procedures should have been in place so that the Phoenix memorandum went to the CIA, and that the Phoenix memorandum was made available to those in Minneapolis.
Pennsylvania Republican Arlen Specter complained the Judiciary Committee was also deprived of the Phoenix memo, even while acknowledging the FBI had many other urgent responsibilities.
But that doesn't go to the issue of turning over the Phoenix memo, at least to the chairman and ranking member. Had they seen it, had we seen it, we would have had some very good suggestions for you.
I understand, Senator.
As Mueller was being questioned, the White House announced its intention to create a new Department of Homeland Security. Delaware Democrat Joe Biden pressed the FBI director for more information.
Were you consulted on the details of this new office? Will the FBI gain or lose jurisdiction as a result of this new office?
Respectfully, Senator, I do not believe it appropriate for me to disclose discussions I might have had with the president.
I think that's malarkey. That is not legitimate.
Mueller said he'd be happy to give more details tomorrow after the president's officially announced the new department. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.